makes it
all loud and things.
Yeah, but something that it can swim in the water. And people used to go out and get them and eat their legs.
Bullfrogs. Yeah, there's plenty of bullfrogs.
Yeah. What about those little frogs that can get up in the trees?
Them little tree frogs.
Okay. What about something similar that hop around on land?
Toad frog.
Okay. And what about you, say if you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to take fishing?
Fishing worms, like red worms.
Okay. And this is a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
That's an old terrapin, a turtle or something.
Okay. Is there a difference in terrapin and turtle?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Old turtle's great big, no terrapin don't get as big.
Yeah. Does one of them, do they both stay on land or?
Yeah, they stay around water. Old turtle's in water and old terrapin, they stay around on the ground.
Yeah. Okay, what about something that you might find in water that's got, say if you lifted up a rock in a stream, you might see one of these. It's got little claws like this.
Crawfish.
Okay. And what about something that is a sea animal? Of course you wouldn't get it around here, but you could buy it frozen at the store. It's white and it's sort of shaped like this.
I don't know.
It comes from the ocean.
Oysters?
No, I'm thinking something else.
I just don't know.
Have you ever heard of shrimp or squid?
Shrimp?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
Okay, but say if you wanted to get some, you go to the store and ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now some kinds of insects. The kind of insect that'll fly around the light and try to fly into it.
Mosquitoes, gnats, and things like that.
Okay, what about the kind of that's especially attracted to light?
Lightning bugs, stuff
yeah.
Like it.
But say you it was dark outside and you
Oh, camouflage.
Okay. And what about something that'll get in your wool clothes and eat holes in them?
Moths.
Okay. What would you do if you had these in your clothes?
Put mothballs.
Okay. And this is an insect that would be around a damp place, around a lake maybe.
Ants.
No, it flies. It's got two pairs of real shiny wings.
Bats.
No, it's an insect.
Oh, I don't know.
Some people would say there was a sign that snakes were nearby.
I just don't know.
Have you ever heard of a dragonfly or
no.
Snake doctor or snake?
Yes, teacher? I've heard of snake doctors.
What's that look like?
A big old thing flies around.
Yeah.
I've heard them, but I never did close to them. I'm afraid of snakes.
Yeah. Did people used to say that if you saw a snake doctor, you'd see
a snake around? Yeah.
So that's
I've heard of that when I was a kid.
That's why you never got near a snake doctor.
I just don't know what it is.
Yeah. What kind of insects will sting you?
A bumblebee and a wasp and a yellow jacket and a honeybee. It'll all sting you.
What about those things that'll build a nest?
Hornets.
Okay. And the kind that'll build nests on, say, the side of a house.
Wasp.
You call those what?
That little red thing builds on the side of the house. They're wasps.
Okay. What about the things that'll build a little mud nest?
Or dirt diver.
Okay. What about something that'll build a nest in the ground?
Mice?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.